I thought the first half, the first group on both sides came out with the right mindset in the third preseason game. It was nice to see that the defense put up the points that they put up in the ball game early. And I thought we hung in there. We got a little short in numbers in the second half, and we hung in there. Guys kept battling, and we found a way to get a stop there in the two-point. We did a nice job with our hands team there at the end. With that, we'll open it up.
Coach, how do you think Brett Jones did with the first team offense?
I'm going to have to go back and take a look at the tape.
He went into that decision to have
him. Yeah, we had a few guys we rotated in there with the first group on the offensive line. I thought, I thought we moved the ball. We started a little bit slow, but I thought we moved the ball. We ended up running it fairly decent there, which was encouraging to see against a very physical front.
Did any of those guys?
Was him coming in the second drive a result of what happened at the end of the first drive?
No.
So you planned ahead of time?
Yes.
Same with Chad Wheeler coming in for Eric Flowers?
Yes.
Why did you want to do that today?
To see him against good competition.
Coach, Dante Gannon got a ton of reps tonight. Start off on the inside and then move to outside eventually. Is that a place you can see him playing with his high weight and speed there on the outside?
Ideally, he's an inside player, but you have to have flexibility to help out on the outside.
Ben, what would you say just on a kind of quick reaction to Travis Rudolph and how he performed tonight?
I thought he did some good things. He was productive. I thought there were some contested balls that he should have came down with. But I thought he made the most of his opportunity, had a chance to shine, and took advantage of it.
How important is it to see that optimism from your offense? To be able to run the ball effectively a little bit in the first team offense and do some good things there?
Well, again, we came out to evaluate to see if we could run the ball a little bit against a good front. We had our ups and downs with it, but we'll take a look at the tape.
You have some updates on Beckham and Marshall?
Yeah, they got some treatment today, and we'll see how they do.
Odell at the game, or do you guys want him off his feet?
We felt it was best for Odell to get treatment and not be standing out there.
Did he go get cell treatment?
No, he was here today.
Did he go get cell treatment at any point?
I don't know what cell treatment is, and I don't know where he'd go to get it. But other than that, better looking somewhere else for that answer.
You talk about the confidence Landon Collins seems to be playing with.
Landon is a confident player. He's a young player. He flies around. The guys, they feed off of each other on the defensive side of the ball. It's just not one player. It's a bunch of different guys, and you saw that a little bit today.
Do you have any concern about Eli Apple's ankle?
I think he did his other ankle today, so I have concerns about both ankles. Yeah, he kicked the heck out of the football today. Made a nice long one there for us on the 36-yard line. That's big. Both kickers did a nice job today.
Coach, do you feel like you got a monkey off your back to finally punch a touchdown in, and do you think that it would come from the defensive side?
No.
Ben, is Brett Jones potentially in the mix to take John Jerry's job away at Rickon?
We're going to go back. We're going to look at the film, and when we get to the first regular season game, we're going to put the best group out there that we feel can help us win.
How bad is Eli Apple's new ankle?
I'm not sure. I'll have to go talk to the trainers and the doctors about it.
What does Brett Jones give to your offense?
He can play either guard, so he has some flexibility in center. Smart guy with some versatility.
Daniel Thompson came out a little earlier than the rest of the starters, and then you sort of seemed to be experimenting a little bit with Burhe and Adams. Was there a free safety rotation that was different from the other starters?
Again, we're just taking a look at different guys who've performed well and deserve an opportunity to get in there and compete for a job.
So, Ben, some of your decisions were based on the personnel the Jets have on the defensive line. Could you consider them?
Very good, yes. They're very good on the defensive front, not just the defensive line. Their linebackers are very good. They're a stout front. They have young safeties that run and that fly around. And this was a tremendous challenge for our offensive front, our run blocking unit, and our pass protection unit.
So the fact that you did get some more traction in the running game, is that give it even,
It's better than less traction.
But I mean, coming against that, does that even bolster it in what you're
It's better for? Than less, yes. Felt we got 1% better there.